And finally this evening, the schedule for Pope Benedict's upcoming visit to the Marian Shrine in Loreto, Italy, came out today. Emer McCarthy reports.
A village of over 200 tents has sprouted on the Montorso Plain, below the Marian Shrine of Loreto on Italy's Adriatic coast, where in little over a week's time, Pope Benedict XVI's white helicopter will be touching down to mark the official opening of the 2007 National Youth Gathering. Known as the Agora, the Pope's schedule for the event includes a prayer vigil as well as a question-and-answer session with the young people on the evening of Saturday, September 1st. This intimate exchange has become a traditional feature of the Pope's encounter with the Church's youth, as was seen in Brazil's Pacaembu Stadium and more recently in Assisi. Gatherings which are growing in pace and importance ahead of next year's global meeting of the world's youth in Sydney. Bishop Anthony Fisher is chairman of World Youth Day 2008 Organizing Committee. He says that Pope Benedict XVI's July message in preparation for the event is a step-by-step guide for all those pilgrims on the road to Sydney.
We're inviting young people around the world to digest it slowly, so we're inviting them to reflect with us in our e-pilgrimage each month by looking at a paragraph at a time and gradually work their way through it, because it's a very rich text and it's very much a catechesis on the Holy Spirit, which is the theme for the next World Youth Day, and inviting them to reflect on the place of the Holy Spirit in salvation history, in the life of the Word of God and the sacraments, and in their own life out in the world as they take the Spirit out into the world.
And they are taking him at his word. Gatherings like Loreto are being echoed across the world, at Marian shrines in Vietnam, Korea, Austria, Poland, and even as far afield as Kazakhstan, where young men and women have begun the countdown to Sydney 2008.
Mi ha colpito la gioia e il coraggio della fede di questi giovani.
Archbishop Stanislaw Rilko, president of the Pontifical Council for the Laity, has just recently returned from the Central Asian Gathering of Catholic Youth on the theme, Mary Teaches Us to Love. He says he was touched by the courageous and joyous witness of young people in the region who are but a small minority in the Muslim sea which surrounds them. He described the church as a missionary church which has a strong Christian identity and a particular focus on pastoral care for the youth, who, in increasing numbers, are discovering Christ as the answer to their search for meaning in life and the church as their true family.
E la Chiesa come una vera famiglia.
Sunday, September 2nd, Pope Benedict XVI will celebrate Mass on the Montorso Plain of Loreto's Marian Sanctuary before a crowd of 300,000 young Italian Catholics, during which he will urge them and their contemporaries around the world to join him next year in Sydney. I'm Emer McCarthy.